When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
That may be the first time, and maybe, hopefully not the last, you'll hear Elvis Costello on Broadway to Main Street. Hi, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM. And Mr. Costello is accompanied by the song's composer, Burt Bacharach, on the piano, and a wonderful song from the musical Promises, Promises, with lyrics by Hal David. Now, it's slightly my sad duty to have to do yet another tribute to a great musical theater giant who passed, a songwriting giant who passed away in the last couple months. Hal David, the lyricist for Promises, Promises, and practically every big hit that Burt Bacharach had in the 60s, passed away at the age of 91, leaving a body of work that really redefined an era, the 1960s. Walk On By, I Say a Little Prayer, Do You Know the Road to San Jose, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, Alfie, Don't Make Me Over. I could read the titles alone, and it would take up 59 minutes on the show. But I want to turn today to the one musical that Bacharach and David wrote for the Broadway stage, and that is Promises, Promises. I think it's a fantastic show. It's got such a unique score. Their work is so special. Let's ratchet back the clock a little bit to 1960, where Billy Wilder directed and with I.A.L. Diamond wrote a wonderful movie called The Apartment about a up-and-coming guy who works in an insurance company who's a bachelor, and he trades his apartment on weekday nights to various executives so that they can have affairs with their secretaries as he works his way up the corporate ladder. Great movie, won the Oscar for Wilder, and of course it wasn't long before someone wanted to turn it into a musical. And that was pretty tough because the music for The Apartment had one of the great soundtracks of the era, written by Adolph Deutsch. So let's go back to 1960 and let's hear his wonderful theme from The Apartment. Great movie theme. That's for my pal Matt Sussman. So when David Merrick got the rights to the film from Wilder, he decided to put the hottest team in pop culture, I guess next to Lennon and McCartney, songwriting team, together on this show. And they took a movie set in 1960 and brought it strikingly up to date in 1968, or up to 1968. And if you don't believe me, listen to this overture, which could not have been written by anyone else other than Burt Bacharach.
did you ever stop, really stop and take a look? Take a look, a really good look at yourself. I just took a peek, really peek, to tell the truth. Through my eyes, I don't look so good to myself. Half as big as life, that's me. But that's not the way I always mean to be. Half as big as life, that's small. But deep in my heart, I can feel that I'm 10 feet tall. 10 feet tall. I know that inside of myself there's a man, the kind of man you would like if you were just willing to look. I've got lots of dreams and my dreams will take me far, very far. A cover is not the whole book. Half as big as life, they say, but they're gonna see how wrong they are someday. No, not me. I want a lot and I know that I'll get it all. Just like someone who's twice as big as love.
Well, great musicals can often be judged by the way they introduce their central character, and I think that's a pretty fantastic opening. That's Jerry Orbach, the original C.C. Chuck Baxter from the 1968 production of Promises, Promises, telling you, as he did in a kind of inventive way, Neil Simon wrote the book to the show, and he addresses the audience directly, tells you a little bit about the way he sees himself and the way he sees, shall we say, his promise working in the firm that he works in. You also heard these incredible backup voices. Burt Bacharach was the first person to put pit voices into a Broadway orchestra, just the way he would have in a recording studio. So the score to Promises, Promises, to me, is, even though it's very 60s, is eternally fresh and inventive. So we're going to toggle back and forth a little bit. Let's go to the recent revival, the 2009 revival with Sean Hayes and Christian Chenoweth. And now we'll hear Sean Hayes as Chuck Baxter working through the arrangement he makes with the guys who work in his insurance firm. Here's Sean Hayes.
Upstairs, two flights up, looking out on the street. For $86.50 a month, it's mine. It may not be much, but it's mine. You just go upstairs, two flights up, comfortable and complete. For everyday living it works out fine. It may not be much, but it's mine. Except on Wednesday night, it's walk, don't run. I just kill time till Mr. Kirkleby's done with his Wednesday night fun. Outside of that, the place is mine. Upstairs, two flights up, looking out on the street. For $86.50 a month, it's mine. It may not be much, but it's mine. You just go upstairs, two flights up, after you wipe your feet. Look under the mat and you'll find the key that belongs to just me. Except on Thursday night, I must confess, come rain or shine, it's Eichelberger's address. Must he leave such a mess? Outside of that, the place is mine.
Well, Chuck Baxter discovers, as almost everyone who works in an office does, that he has a crush on someone. And he has a crush on the pert, intelligent elevator operator, Fran Kubelik. and he meets her at another office in the reception area, and they trade stories back and forth. So here's Sean Hayes with Christian Chenoweth, who appeared as Fran in the recent Broadway revival, Thinking of Someone.
I could take up knitting to feel better. I'd make someone a hand-knit sweater. But I just don't know who that someone should be.
If you can't think of anyone else, how about maybe someone like, for example, perhaps someone. Oh, you'll think of someone.
I could take up tennis to relax me. A game of doubles wouldn't tax me. But I just don't know who my partner should be.
If you can't think of anyone else, how about maybe someone like, for example, perhaps someone. Oh, you'll think of someone who likes you and the things you like to do. Happy little things like climbing hills and rowing boats on a lake. Find something that is yours.
A portrait picture might enthuse me, but I just don't know who my model should be.
You can bet that there's someone around.
Someone to talk to, laugh with, like, for example, dance with, sing to.
Sing to. When you think about that someone who it could be, how about me?
I think that song is so gentle and so actable and so intelligent. I think David and Bacharach did such a great job creating the characters and bringing them to musical life in Promises, Promises. Let me read a little something that Hal David wrote about lyrics. Simplicity is hard to achieve. It's easy to be simple and bad. Being simple and good, however, is very difficult. And he talks about liking Cole Porter and Lorenz Hart. I must also mention a special favorite of mine, Johnny Mercer. Whether he is being poetic or humorous, he is never complicated. I seek this elusive thing called simplicity always. I sometimes hope that I achieve it. Well, in his next song, Chuck Baxter, now sung by Jerry Orbach from the original version, discovers that the girl he has a crush on shares a similar enthusiasm for the New York Knicks and basketball, and expresses that so joyfully and so on the money that it's a thrilling song. Here's Jerry Orbach.
She likes basketball. How about that? We have something in common to talk about. Basketball. She likes basketball. How about that? I have some place to take her when we go out. Basketball. Whoever would have dreamed, never would have thought that my favorite girl liked my favorite sport. Like any other kid, I would make believe with a ball in my hand. I'd dribble right past all the others real fast, and I'd be 6'8", and my jump shot was really great. She likes basketball, isn't that wild? It's an omen that good things are on their way. Things to share. We share basketball, couldn't you die? From a simple beginning like this, we may get somewhere. It's nice to dream someday it might be basketball and me.
have thought that my favorite girl liked my favorite sport. Like any other kid, I would make believe with a ball in my hand. I dribble right past all the others real fast, and I'd be 6 foot eight, and my jump shot was really great. Jay likes basketball. Isn't that wild? It's an omen that good things are on their way. Things to share. We share basketball. Couldn't you die from a simple beginning like this? We may get somewhere. It's nice to dream. Someday it might be basketball and me.
While the show promises, whether we like it or not, all hinges on the fact that there are these businessmen who work in this insurance company who want to have affairs with their secretary. And what they need is Chuck Baxter's apartment in order to accomplish this in a fairly discreet way. So here are the various businessmen who up the corporate ladder who share this relationship with Chuck, this business relationship. And this is from The Revival, headed by Brooks Ashmanskas as Mr. Kirkby. And one of the things is the lyrics were changed slightly for The Revival. The original lyrics were a little, I don't know, even chauvinistic, even within the context of this particular song. So these may well be the last lyrics that Hal David ever wrote. Okay, so here are four guys to ask the question, where can you take a girl?
Where can you, if you're a man, take a girl? If she's a girl that you can't ever take home for a little drink, like other guys who live alone can do. That is the reason why most married men are true.
Aside from hotels,
where can you on Tuesday night take a girl who's out of sight that you can't ever take home for a little fun? Chase her around the room until you win. That is the reason why
single men stay thin. Aside from motels,
where can you, if you're alone, take a girl who's on her own that you can't ever take home on your one night out? One night to be a man and not a mouse. Most married men play cards. Most single men play house. We'd like to play house too. All we need is one place. A small apartment, a truck or a trailer, old or new. Oh, there must be some place. A baby carriage, a kiddie car will do. We are in prime. Where can you take a girl that you just can't take home? Like to see that you can't ever take home on a weekday night. Put on some records and then go berserk. Most single men we know
work hardest after work. Aside from rowboats,
where can you,
a man that's true, take a girl gets to you that you
can't ever take home for a little whirl? Dance her around so fast she starts to shout. Most married men play cards. Most single men make out. We'd like to make out too. All we need is one place. For 60 minutes or 40 minutes, more or less. Oh, there must be some place. In 20 minutes, we'll find happiness. We can be fast. We always are.
Aside from rooftops,
where can you, if you are free, take a girl you'd like to see that you can't ever take home? What's there left to do? How to go home to?
In the story of Promises, Promises, one of the chief executives, J.D. Sheldrake, is actually having an affair with that very same Fran Kubelik, who Chuck Baxter has a huge crush on. And unbeknownst to Chuck, he is giving his apartment key to Mr. Sheldrake for him to have a romantic liaison with the woman with whom he's in love. Sound complicated? Yes, in a very Billy Wilder kind of way. Fran has her own moment to express the fact that she probably is not in the best relationship with J.D. Sheldrake. And here we're going to switch over out of the cast album world to the pop world and give you Dionne Warwick singing one of the most interesting songs anyone ever wrote in the 60s, Torch Songs. Dionne Warwick, of course, came to prominence in 1962 when Bacharach and David wrote Don't Make Me Over for her. And she just launched one song after another that they wrote to the head of the pop charts, a great troika of musical invention. So here's Dionne Warwick to sing Knowing When to Leave. Inventive little oboe riff at the end of that pop version. So Promises, Promises concludes its first act at the office Christmas party. Where else would you do that? An incredibly upbeat, hilarious number that was staged brilliantly by Michael Bennett. If you go to YouTube and check it out on the Ed Sullivan Show, if you can see it, it's just utterly masterful. And I want you to pay attention also to the orchestrations of Jonathan Tunick. This was his first big Broadway show. And when you hear these trumpets screaming at the end of this office party song, you're just going to want to stand up and cheer. Okay, the end of Act One of Promises, Promises.
It's turkey, turkey time. Tom Turkey ran away, but he just came home. It's turkey, turkey time. He's really home to stay. Never want to roam. Let us make a wish, and may all our wishes come true. Was a gadabout, but she's back again. It's Goosey.
Wow. Okay, end of Act 1. Want to go out and get a drink during intermission? All right, but don't go too far. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM, and we're celebrating the one Broadway masterpiece, the only Broadway show that Hal David wrote the lyrics for. We have many of these shows now up on our website, the WPPB website, Peconic Public Broadcasting. Check them out. You can download over 40 separate shows with music ranging all the way from the beginning of the century up to today's Broadway hit. So please check us out and give us your thoughts about our show. Okay, we've just, as you would have in 1968, gone across the street to JR's or Barrymore's and had your shot of bourbon, and now we're back to start Act 2 of Promises, Promises. Chuck, disconsolate at discovering that Fran Kubelik is having an affair with his boss, goes to a bar, gets thoroughly drunk, and manages to meet a woman named Marge, who's even drunker than he is, and they hook up in a very amusing way. This is from the Revival production, and you'll hear Katie Finneran, who won a Tony, as did the original Marion Mercer. It's a small part, Marge, but it sure wins people Tonys, sharing with Chuck the fact that a fact can be a beautiful thing.
And a fact can be a beautiful thing when the fact I'm facing is you.
A fact can be a terrible thing when the dreams you've been dreaming fall through. Who cares what the future will bring? There's just no predicting a thing. Don't wait for a miracle, because it's Christmas, not a time to be alone with memories. Christmas is supposed to be a happy holiday. Throw a little joy my way.
Could really make my day.
Throw a little joy my way.
And a fact can be a beautiful thing when I see what I'm seeing in you.
A fact can be a wonderful thing when your hopes to be happy come true.
What's gone is gone, and don't you ever doubt it. Wake up and start to live. What's gone is gone, so learn to live without it.
And never think about it.
Who cares what the future will bring? There's just no predicting a thing. Don't wait for a miracle, because it's Christmas, not a time to be alone with memories.
Thank you.
It is, in fact, Christmas morning, and Fran Kubelik has been waiting in Chuck's apartment to have a tryst with J.D. Sheldrake, and he stands her up. So, bereft, she decides to end it all by taking an overdose, but not before she sings another great second-act torch song. We'll give this one to Dionne Warwick, and just listen to how specific and personal and simple and good the lyrics are by Hal David.
Sometimes your eyes look blue to me, although I know they're really green. I seem to see you differently, changing as I'm treated kindly. Treated meanly from moment to moment. You're too different before. Faithful and warm when I'm in your arms, and then when you leave, you're so untrue.
Well, Chuck brings Marge home to his apartment and discovers Fran there and panics and brings in the doctor who lives down the hall to revive Fran. The doctor is very skeptical. He thinks that Chuck is the number one makeout man in New York City. We know that's not the case. At any rate, they join forces to revive Fran. Here's Sean Hayes and Dick Latessa in the second act of Promises, Promises.
Put my glasses on the top of your head. On the top of your head, you won't see a thing. And the less you see, the sooner you'll be smiling, laughing, and happy. Oh yes, the less you see, the better you feel, the better you feel. The quicker you smile, and the quicker you smile, the sooner you'll be happy, happy. And a young, pretty girl like you, pretty as she can be, really should be happy,
happy.
Try to take my stethoscope, plug it into your ears. Plug it into your ears, you won't hear a thing. Hello, hello. When there's so much noise, nobody enjoys smiling, laughing, and happy. Oh yes, the less you see, the better you feel, the better you feel. The quicker you smile, and the quicker you smile, the sooner you'll be happy, happy. And a young, pretty girl like you, pretty as she can be, we should be happy,
happy.
Try to open up your mouth, let me look at your throat, let me look at your throat. Don't you say a thing, 'cause the less you say, the sooner you'll play lipstick, powder, and girl games. Oh yes, the less you see, the better you feel, the better you feel. The quicker you smile, and the quicker you smile, the sooner you'll be happy, happy. And a young, pretty girl like you,
why don't you take a look? We should be happy,
happy.
Yes, a young, pretty girl like you, with all you've been through, really should be happy, smiling, laughing, giggling, happy.
Promises, Promises had everything going for it in its Boston tryout, except for a really great knockout song towards the 11 o'clock hour. There's a line where Fran Kubelik says to Chuck, you know, why can't I ever fall in love with someone nice like you? And that was the obvious clue that they needed a song. Bacharach banged out a song, a tune. Unfortunately, he was stuck in his hotel room in Boston with pneumonia. And that gave Hal David a clue as to way to write the lyrics to this charming number. We'll hear Jerry Orbach and the original Fran, Jill O'Hara, song that became a huge pop hit.
What do you get when you fall in love? A guy with a pin to burst your bubble. That's what you get for all your trouble. Never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. What do you get when you kiss a guy? You get enough germs to catch pneumonia. After you do, he'll never phone ya. I'll never fall in love again. Again, don't tell me what it's all about, 'cause I've been there and I'm glad I'm out. Out of those chains that bind you, that is why I'm here to remind you. What do you get when you fall in love? You only get lies and pain and sorrow. So for at least until tomorrow, I'll never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again.
What do you get when you give your heart? You get it all broken up and battered. That's what you get a heart that's shattered. I'll never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. Don't tell me what it's all about, 'cause I've been there and I'm glad I'm out. Out of those chains that bind you.
That is why I'm here to remind you.
What do you get when you fall in love? You only get lies and pain and sorrow. So for at least until tomorrow, never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again.
Now, the rumor is that the reason there's a guitar accompaniment is that Jill O'Hara could play the guitar, and there was no time to orchestrate the song Out of Town. At any rate, it works nicely. Promises, Promises came into New York. It ran over 1,200 performances, opening in December of 1968. And the only sad thing about it, it was the only Bacharach David show originally written for Broadway. Bacharach just couldn't get over how little control he had over the pit orchestra, which had subs and changes every night, and decamped to California. Too bad. But I'm happy to celebrate Hal David's work and Bacharach's work. Let's conclude with the 11 o'clock number where Chuck Baxter essentially realizes he's got to be a mensch and turns his back on all the promotions and soft living that's offered and stands up for his own character. So all I can say in conclusion is I absolutely adore this show, to which Fran Kubelik would say, shut up and deal. Here's Jerry Orbach.
Promises, promises, I'm all through with promises, promises now. I don't know how I got the nerve to walk out. If I shout, remember, I feel free. Promises, promises end. I won't pretend that what was wrong can be right. Every night I'll sleep now, no more lies. Things that I promised myself fell apart, but I found my heart. Oh, promises, they're kind of promises. Take all the joy from life. Promises can just destroy your life. Oh, promises, promises, my kind of promises can lead to joy and hope and love. Yes, love.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.